Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daily News. It is Monday, the 6th of January, 2020. I am Ross Chanley, joined today by Ben Kelly. Tom Dutton is also on the ones and twos. Thank you very much for joining us. A glorious Monday morning. Still ecstatic last night from the kids beating Everton and knocking them out of the cup. So today's a very good day, isn't it, Ben?
It is. It's a lovely day. It's the first Monday in 2020, the first Monday of the new decade. It can be a bit depressing, but it is the first, well, so, think about it, when was New Year's Day?
Six days ago.
Go all the way back in your brain.
What's happened to me?
and Liverpool's kids went and beat Everton, which is always nice. And it just makes the day a little bit easier.
Glorious. And while you're in a good mood, go and check out the redbentv.com.
Superb transition.
It was always so smooth if you didn't jump in then. Three-month trial. There's loads going on there at the minute. We've done the final word, which goes out on YouTube today. But when we have two games a week, the midweek final word goes on there. Instant match reaction. Obviously, Paul and Chris do their match reaction and play ratings afterwards. Probably want a bit more slightly in-depth straight after the games. You get that straight after. The Newsroom podcast will be back up and running this week. The Rand League is back. I know me and Chris did one last week, but we're going to do one this afternoon. Reds News Roundup, or Reds Transfer Roundup, should I say, because the transfer window is back open. Chris is doing the stats and tactics. So whatever kind of content you're after, we have you covered. It's also available in podcast form, which you can download and listen to on the go so you don't use all your data. But moving on, you are here for some news. This was last on the agenda, but I'm just going to get it out of the way first because I feel like it might piss a lot of people off with the title that we've
you
used.
You bottled it, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm just okay. Liverpool have signed a forward. Not the drum roll that you need, but it's Brentford B forward Joe Hardy departs for Liverpool for an undisclosed fee. So Brentford Football Club can confirm that Joe Hardy has joined Liverpool for an undisclosed fee. Joe joined Brentford B from Manchester City during the 2016-17 season and has been a consistent goal scorer for the club. The forward has now scored 40 goals in 80 Brentford B matches, proving clinical finisher whilst at the Jersey Road and will join up with European champions in a bid to continue his development. This, Ben, strikes to me as Bruce is going to go out, which we'll come on to in a minute. He's just going to come back.
He's just going to come in, yeah. I mean, he's 21 and he hasn't really yet got near the Brentford first team by the looks of things. So he's clearly a player that's going to come in and just play for the under-23s.
Did you say upstairs you've got a mate who's a Brentford fan?
Yeah, and he knew pretty much nothing about him. So, and I'm not just a Brentford follower, he was a Brentford fan. So I said, tell me as much as you can about him. And he went, not much. Okay. I think he's read the same article that we're doing now. Do you know why Brentford B is funny? Because their nickname's the Bees, the Brentford Bees. They got a B on the badge, so the Brentford B team. It's funny because it's a B. Anyway, just thought I'd add that in there.
Nugget of information.
Yeah, I've seen the little clip of goals they put out this morning. Whether or not he ever becomes a real Liverpool player, it remains to be seen, but he's going to come in and play the under-23s, isn't he?
It very much strikes to me as in, like we just said before, just getting someone, a number in for Brewster. You know, if Liverpool really wanted him, they could have got him beforehand. Yeah. But again, with all the topics that we discussed today, get your comments in, and Tom will collect some of them now as he's looking deep into his laptop, as he normally does. I don't know how to describe it.
Interesting news.
That's the word I'm for. Ornstein has done his article for the Athletic.
Ornstein
on a Monday. And we just scroll down to it. Gini Wijnaldum could lead Liverpool at the end of the season, is the subtitle it's gone for. But Liverpool expected to be relatively quiet during the transfer window. Plenty of attention will focus on the business they might do in the next summer. A clue may be well found in the man who's likely to prove their only winter acquisition in Takumi and Minamino. The Japan winger is signed, blah, 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 we know all that stuff. But it's probable that neither Sancho or Mbappe will end up at Anfield for the foreseeable future because Liverpool have little interest in sanctioning the necessary levels of spending on players' desire to start every game who cannot be assured by manager Jurgen Klopp. Minamino, by contrast, has agreed to join and acknowledged that he would be swapping guaranteed first team football for a fierce selection battle and was prepared to face a challenge. The strategy of sporting director Mike Leopard is set to lead Liverpool on a similar path going forward, and it's not believed they will seek more Minamino type recruits, say Sancho. This, to me, I don't think Gini Wijnaldum's going anywhere, Ben.
No, I mean...
I don't think what he's getting out there is Minamino's come in, has that pushed Gini Wijnaldum down the pecking order. I don't think that's necessarily true.
No,
either.
I don't think that'd be the case. I think the thing to potentially consider here is that by the time Gini Wijnaldum reaches the end of his contract, he's going to be at least 30, maybe 31. I don't know when his birthday is. And that there might be a situation. I really like Gini Wijnaldum. I want him to stay. There might be a situation that develops where we can still break even on Gini Wijnaldum at 30. Mm-hmm. We've probably got his best years out of him. And in the summer, you go, you might take 30, 40 million for him.
Okay.
And you've got other lads coming through. You've got the likes of Curtis Jones coming through, and that frees up money to maybe go and sign a replacement. I don't think it'll happen either, but I think there's a scenario that could develop where Wijnaldum, where we look at the... But then again, we're not necessarily selling club anymore. We don't need to sell to buy. So we could just keep hold of him if we wanted to. Yep. I think it all very much depends on the wanting of the player as well as the club.
Yep, so here's the scenarios. Both parties are comfortable with the situation, potential scenario. So recommitting, leaving as free agent in 2021, or departing at the end of this season, this campaign, if a suitable offer is submitted. Liverpool will be happy with the first option, content with the second, given the value Wijnaldum has presented since arriving from Newcastle, $25 million in 2016. So basically everything you just said there, Ben, I think it's... Are you fine with him staying? I think he should sign.
I'd rather him stay.
I think he should sign a new contract. To be fair, I think he's shown this season and last season how
important. I think he's one of the best midfielders in the world.
Yeah. Why would you not have that? You know, particularly in the competitions that Liverpool are going for. We're going to do it all again next season. Have him in there. So I get the argument with Takumi Minamino about him coming in, maybe doing that. But I think you said in the final word show this morning that, you know, he can play a range of positions.
You've got the likes of Lallana and Milner who are going to be gone, I think, before Wijnaldum. And if Minamino coming in is making the competition in midfield more competitive over the next 12 months, I think Lallana's definitely going to go, and potentially Milner as well. So, you know, suddenly you've got less competition in midfield, so I don't think Wijnaldum will go anywhere.
Or maybe Curtis Jones was that good yesterday. He's created the story. One person who will be leaving Ben looks like is Rian Brewster. So Stuart James has tweeted, understand Rian Brewster's loan to Swansea from Liverpool will be confirmed tomorrow, which is today. Clubs agreed a deal over the past couple of days. Liverpool wanted Brewster to be available for the Everton FA Cup tie, which Everton lost, by the way. He'll join up with Swansea early next week. Gentle first game to ease him in. Eyes emoji. I don't know what that game is. Probably should have looked at that for us.
Yes, maybe.
But, you know, we spoke about this a few times last week. Good for him to go and get some game time, to go and kind of play his trade and kind of do what Harry Wilson's done. Maybe Ben Woodburn of bridging that gap between under-23s and first team football.
Yes, I think it's a key time for Brewster now, because obviously, again, he's another one of those players who is just too good for youth football, so he needs to be playing more consistently, and he's probably not kicked on in a Liverpool shirt quite as much as we wanted him to, and that's because of injury. That's not a criticism, you know, it's just the way he's very young, he's got loads of time. I think now he needs a run of a stint at a team where, you know, the Championship, it's a physical league, he's going to probably need to bulk up a little bit more, he's probably going to need to become a bit nastier when he's playing in that role, and that'll all be valid experience for him. I mean, the first game is the game against Cardiff, that's why. It's the Welsh derby. Okay. So that's the game that he'll be coming into. And look, hopefully he can do, you know, more like what Harry Wilson did at Derby, where, you know, he goes in and he makes himself a mainstay in that team. You know, Ben Woodburn had a bit of a disaster at Sheffield United, where he really struggled to get any game time whatsoever because they were just riding the crest of a wave. Rian Brewster has to not do that. He has to really try and change his way.
Is it also about for Rian Brewster kind of taking himself out of the limelight a little bit on Liverpool, because there was loads of hype before the season started, and, you know, Mirren's of his next big thing since Mike Lone's come out of the academy, and he hasn't really kicked on. I get he's had a massive injury. It's also hard for him to get game time in and around this Liverpool squad. We've got the Liverpool's front three. Minamino, we've already mentioned, has come in. Yeah. Harvey Elliott seems to be above the pecking order in that sense. So just go and take yourself away, get your head down, and just go and toughen yourself up. I think it's the key for him, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with everything you said.
Pedro Chiavea, Liverpool are prepared to offer him a new contract extension to reward the further progress he has made. His deal's up at the end of the season, but clubs are aware he may want regular first team football elsewhere. Something else that we brought up on the final word, which will be out on the main Remnant YouTube channel later today, or very shortly actually. someone, and I mentioned in that show, Christian Walsh, tweeted last night, kind of saying he kind of this kind of meme or joke, or you know, there's kind of some narrative behind it. And I replied to him, kind of said, I think it's because it feels like he's been around forever. He's been part of bad squads. He's 22, and that, like, because he feels like he's been around for ages, I think everyone assumes that he's a bit older than that. And because even his dad was playing the Carabao Cup, I think he's got this kind of tag that he's a bit of a joke. But given his performance yesterday, I think he's probably, like, including myself, who I hadn't really seen him play much, to be honest with you, of people started to take notice of him. And this Olympic will obviously see him week in, week out, but this is a good reward for him. Even if it's offered a new contract, which we've seen Liverpool do.
To protect value.
Yeah, and then go on him up.
Yeah. I think that's probably the case here. Even not even alone, I think it might be to maybe push up a transfer fee a little bit more, because I think, you know, clubs will definitely be taking interest in him now. And if, you know, you can go and get like 10 million for somebody like him, then, you know, you wouldn't put it past Michael Edwards, would you? So I think might be what this contract's about personally.
Yep. An exclusive for you. Three clubs that are interested.
It's not an exclusive to us, by the way.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah. Three clubs are interested inside Adama Traore and Wolves' current asking price. This is from 90minutes.com, so please do take that with a pinch of salt and whatever you think. So it's probably nothing exclusive, but we're going to tell you anyway. Wolves are not considered selling winger Adama Traore for any less than £70 million as interest grows across Europe for the 23-year-old's stunning performances in the first half of the season. The Spaniards enjoyed an electric start to the campaign with the Premier League outfit racking up 5 goals, 7 assists in all competitions so far. And one of these final performances came December's 3-2 win over reigning Premier League champions Manchester City. Liverpool's name are in there, so is Barcelona. I cannot say. I like him, by the way. I think he's a great player. Previously, I thought he was good. Obviously, he's a big guy. He's fast, but I always questioned his end product. I think he's starting to show signs of that improving. I think under Jurgen Klopp and the coaching staff that we have, I think, you know, they've proved with other, you know, cases that they've had of players, they could probably improve that. Is £70 million a lot? I mean, it's not my money, but I think
it's a
significant chunk of a transfer budget
to
spend on someone. Or is this a case of what Liverpool have done before and seeing someone just before the peak? You know, we've done it with Sadio Mane and Mohamed Salah are going, right, you're about to peak, we'll take him, we'll do that.
I don't think it's too much. £70 million, I don't think it's too much. I think Wolves are probably, like, you know, highballing there. I think, you know, they're probably... You'd pay 40 for him, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
So I think that's the kind of 50 at a push, but I think the thing for me is that Liverpool are never ones to make a transfer unless they're absolutely convinced on it. So whatever fee they pay is what they think he'll be worth. And if they do go and pay £70 million for him, I'll be massively surprised if he does. But that's because they've done the research and they decided that he's worth £70 million. If they end up paying more like 40 to 50, then that number will have come from somewhere, and I think that'll have to be the case.
There's one man capable of getting a £70 million bid down to £40 million, isn't there?
No, it's Mr. Michael Edwards.
There you go. Tom, can we have some comments, please?
Yes, you can. Sorry, right. Let's kick it off with the new signing. Christian W says, ship Brewster out on loan and throw this new lad in the unders to fill his boots. Just progression and replacement. Good to see the process working. And then Megasting 1981 says, good for Hardy. I wish him well.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I think everything we said about Rian Brewster before kind of comes into it. I think Liverpool knew that he was going out on loan. They want him to improve and ultimately kind of probably get some consistency and rhythm behind his game, wasn't it? As we know, mentioned before about coming in. I think you mentioned before, you know, Curtis Jones is kind of too good for the unders, but isn't quite ready for regular first team.
Yeah.
I think Bruce is kind of behind Curtis Jones in that sense of going, like, it's particularly difficult as a striker to kind of get involved in game rhythm when you're kind of in and out under 23s, blah, blah, blah. Liverpool not being in the Carabao Cup, I think, determines that as well. Don't worry, he gets his game time for Liverpool. So, fine, Liverpool prepared to go and chuck someone else in there who might turn out well. If he doesn't, then he goes.
Absolutely, yeah. Tom?
Well, just carrying on the Brewster stuff, Andrew Stanley says, Brewster needs to shine more. I agree, good deal. Dom Armstrong says, good move for Rian. Stephen Saw again saying, good move for Brewster. Just hope he gets the game time. Then, interesting one for you is Benteke says,
the real Benteke? Long...
No, there's extra
he's
stuff.
He's got time in his hands.
He says, how long will Brewster's loan be? 1.5 seasons or just a half? Would you like to see him come back in the summer, or do you want him to go out for a one and a half season?
I think he goes back out again.
I think he goes back out, but I think he has the pre-season with us.
Yeah.
I think that's how that goes. I think he comes
come
back.
Come do the tour.
Goes, yeah, come do the tour. He'll, you know, go and mix it in with the squad, and then he'll go back out towards the end of the transfer window. I think that's how it'll be.
I think also Liverpool are really good, like have been in previous seasons, of trying to, when he strike a deal, almost guarantee the playing time. I think, is it Steve Cooper or Steve Copper, who's worked with him before, he's the manager of Swansea. I think that also helps in the sense of being, you know, 17, 18 years old, of changing club, having a familiar face. I think certainly helps, doesn't it, when you're trying to, you know, kind of settle into a different squad. One more time. Or back to you.
I've got two more topics. So Joey Muddy speaks about Genie, says, the only reason I could see Genie wanting to leave is to play a more attacking role like he does for Holland. Other than that, I can't think of any other club he'd want to leave for. And then the Guff Hardy says, Genie needs another 5-year contract.
I'd agree with that.
I don't think they put him on a 5-year contract, to be honest. I don't think they put a 29-year-old on a 5-year contract. But I think, you know, if you get him, if you keep him until he's 32, 33, and then see where he is then, you know, I think that'd be more appropriate. And I think they will. I think we will probably come to some kind of agreement, because, you know, even if he does reach the kind of the twilight years of his career, you know, you look how valuable James Milner still is to us. You know, Adam Lallana, you know, these players, and Wijnaldum will just become one of them, where that experience in those games where you are playing the kids will be like his number one role.
Yeah, I think it just reminded me of a clip from last week's Red Transfer News, where Tom Bates, he just went on a 1 minute, 30 second rant of why would he want to leave Liverpool Football Club, like right now? What reason has Genie got to leave? Of, you know, the winning stuff, he's part of a good team. You know, he's one of the mainstays in the midfield currently at the moment. Okay, he might not be playing the role that he plays for Holland, but he does a job, and he does a fucking good job at it as well, doesn't he? Yeah. Last one, Tom.
These are on Adama Traore. So Sean Bailey kicks it off with a super chat. Thank you.
Thank you.
He says, 70 mil, they can give Cody, Gibbs, White and Jota all. So I think he means get. So you could get them players for 70 mil. And then Storm and Norman says, no way is Traore worth 70 mil. And then Ashley Frith says, I wouldn't take him. I really think Adama will run out of steam. He isn't overly talented, just rapid.
It's a valid opinion. I think he is quite a talented player personally, but I just don't think he's at the level that we need. I just think, you know, in the days where Brendan Rodgers was in charge, it feels like a panic buy from back then, where, you know, you'd see a player. You remember when Charlie Adams strung like 5 good performances with Blackpool together, and then people just went, oh, here's the world for him.
Yeah.
That's what it would feel like, and I don't think Liverpool are that club anymore.
I think the other issue with transfer fees are, I think we always associate with that, that's what we value them at.
Yeah.
But I think £70 million is probably a justified fee for what he's valued at by Wolves.
Yeah.
Because he's so important to them, and obviously his goals and assist record, that's what he's worth to them. He's not worth that to Liverpool Football Club, because he wouldn't get a first team football. You're not going to pay £70 million for him to essentially go and sit on the bench. I actually agree with that comment, in the sense of, I questioned his end product before, but because of the way he's built, and because he's so stocky, I think that might make him more susceptible to injuries. You know, he's got massive legs, and he's been out with leg injuries for the past 6 months, because, you know, he's got big muscles, so he's going to get injured. Should we wrap it up there?
You do that.
I will do that. We'll be back. Did you call me bro?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Back tomorrow with some more news. Don't forget to check out theredmantv.com. We've got some more in-depth content for you on there. Stats and tactics, already mentioned. We're going to do around the league later. The Reds transfer news, which is an hour in-depth on transfers and stuff going on around Liverpool Football Club, as well as all the post-match build-up and podcast content that we have for you. And we'll see you tomorrow. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight.
and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.